The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and everything else that's going on in the world. A little UFC last night and some good news for those of you who like to bet on the ponies this weekend. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Tyler Scott. Tyler's is in studio today producing. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Man, this week has been flying by. What's going on, Hoffman?
You know what's going on, Fred. Another victory for the Dinos. That's what's going on. The unstoppable force that is Kuchang Mo, I tried to tell you. I saw him pitch one time. I said, this is the best pitcher in Korea. Maybe in the world. And now, what's he do? He comes out his second game. Shutout. Domination of the KT Wiz, Lance Zierlein's KT Wiz. And they can't be stopped, Fred. They cannot be stopped. The Dinos, one loss on the season. It's unprecedented. Even the Kia Tigers don't know what's hitting them.
Well, they needed that shutout, apparently, because it felt like the first Korean League baseball game that nobody could score a run.
Well, Kuchang Mo said, listen, you guys, take a break. The bats have been carrying this team for a while. You guys rest up. I got this tonight. And he was right. He did. They had faith.
You need to print up those Kuchang Clan t-shirts now.
Oh, man, it's going to be so great. So yeah,
I want 5% for the idea.
How'd your team do last night?
Well, you know, I don't really have a team. I've kind of been gravy training along with you guys on the Dinos. I wanted to be a Wyverns fan because, you know, Wyverns are a form of dragon, but okay. That team is awful. So not happening. So
well, I thought that's what you
right
said
now,
you wanted.
Well, no, I wanted a team that would be a surprise if they won, but I don't want like the worst team in the league. I've had to live through 0-11 University of Houston football seasons. I don't want to do that. I don't want that team.
Well, I think that's the KT Wiz.
Okay, yeah, I don't want them.
Well, the Wyverns are – I got bad news, Fred. The Wyverns are next in the crosshairs for the Dinos.
Oh, boy, yeah. So I'm probably going to jump in with you guys on the Dinos. At some point I have – you know, it's like life. At some point, you have to make a decision, right? At some point, you have to make a commitment. I haven't been ready to do that yet, but I'm getting closer.
Well, I got to tell you, the bandwagon is pretty full. You know,
I can tell.
And Tyler and I, we've got quarantine bellies, so there's just not a lot of room on this thing.
Holly's weighing us down too. She jumped on board.
Yeah, Holly's eyelashes are on the they're on the bandwagon, so it's getting full, man. But 7-1. I mean, listen, and that's their second sweep of the season. And I feel another one coming against your Wyverns.
I can always toss somebody off the bandwagon to make room for me. I mean, I feel like I have that right.
If you say so.
Somebody says Lotte Giants fan since day one. See, there you go. There's others out there.
I think they're the Lot Giants, aren't they?
Well, I think it's pronounced Lotte.
Okay, the Dinos haven't played the Giants yet, so I don't know much about them.
Yeah.
I just know about the Twins, the Wiz, and who'd they play in that first series? The Samsung Lions. The Lions suck, but they're better than the Wiz at least.
So all you know are the victims.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You think I'm watching random, watching random two teams in the middle of the night? No. I'm watching my team, Fred. I'm loyal. You think I'm watching You think I'm watching the Heroes take on the Eagles? No. I haven't watched any of those games.
So did you actually stay up and watch that after the fights last night?
Yeah.
What time did that game come on?
I want to say 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But well, I haven't watched every game, but I did want to watch my guy Kuchang Mo. I mean, he's a stud, Fred. You got to watch this guy. You know, 5 games from now, you're going to be like, "Oh my god, this guy's unbelievable."
Well, I probably should. I could have caught the second half of the game because for some reason the dog woke up at 4 to make me take her out, and then I couldn't get back to sleep, so I wound up doing work instead. And I should have. I didn't even think to watch the game. But that won't happen again from now on. If I get up that early, I'll flip over and whether or not it's a wyvern or a dino, I don't know yet. But we're closing in. How's that?
Okay. All right.
So I don't want to feel. Well, I feel like I'm learning about the dinos from you and Tyler. But you know, so there's at least interest there. It's just I don't want to be. You know, one of everybody. You know, I like to walk to my own beat.
Okay.
But I have to admit, I'm kind
of
interested.
To the beat
now.
Of a loser. I mean, that's okay.
Well, to the beat of a, I just want a Texans type team. I want 9-7.
Your team should have been the LG Twins. They're 5-3, and they're the only team that holds a win over the Dinos.
Yeah, but Twins is such a lame ass name. I can't go with that.
Okay.
I mean, I've got to have a good nickname, right? Because if I decide to buy gear, I'm not going to wear Twins gear.
That's true.
Now, like a dino, that could be cool. A wyvern? Absolutely.
What about the Hanwha Eagles? Eagles are almost like falcons.
Yeah, too common. Yeah, but they're not quite falcons. They're just not quite there.
All right.
So.
And while you're no longer a bald eagle.
That's true. That's true. Do I have a live read for that now?
No. I don't think so. Hey, big announcement on the show at 4:30 today about the future of the lineup here at KFNC, ESPN 97.5. So we will we'll have a guest on there, and we'll break a little bit of news to you guys.
Yeah, very cool. I'm excited for the people to find out about this, and so 4:30. Sounds perfect.
It's a very big secret, though. Very big.
It is a big secret because you know I haven't told anyone, including myself.
Okay,
so.
Good for you.
what the hell else is happening? How'd you enjoy the fights last night?
They were good. They weren't as good as they were Saturday night. Saturday night was a spectacular card, but last night I'd say they were. It was a solid night of fights, and it was live sports in a time when live sports are damn near. Impossible to find, so I won't complain. Made a little bit of money, so it's a win-win.
Yeah, I was 2-1 taking 3 of your picks and was very happy with that. So
there you go.
Yeah, I took our guy Ike and then 2 other fights almost randomly just to have some rooting interest, and it worked out. So good job.
And I realized quickly why I don't post my picks on Twitter because, you know, if you're not 3-0 out of the gate, then you start getting trolled and people using hashtag fade. So all those people can suck it. I won't be doing that again. Jerks.
Well,
but it ended up being a win.
Because most of the people who complain are freeloaders who don't ever pay for picks or anything like that, and probably aren't even betting. They like to. I mean, I get that all the time with horse racing, man. And no matter how many times you try to explain to people, if I give you 5 races and we hit 2 of them, you're a happy camper. You hear about the 3 you missed.
Yeah,
and it's just like okay. And I doubt these people are betting a dime. I really do. It's the guys who actually pay for picks never complain because they get it, and. You know, but that's why Twitter's a bad place for it. And you know, give them out on the show, keep them on pregame. But I'm with you. Keep them off Twitter. I, you know, I it just it's
I mean, it doesn't really do any good.
People are the worst. And,
yeah. So you have a winning night and you take crap for it. It's just like, really? Really?
Well, because I didn't win enough, Fred. Come on.
Well, but that's the thing. I mean, I never need people to tell me, oh, great job or any of that. I just don't want to hear, oh, you missed this race. Yeah,
or
I did.
The best is when they didn't play the ones that I won. They only played the ones that I lost.
Yeah, and that's BS.
That's my fault. That's my bad.
Well, but they're just lying. That's just people who are pathetic. I mean, they're just pathetic. There's no question. But you know,
did you watch the fights?
It's all right. I watched a couple, and then I went to bed ridiculously early last night. But I did see a guy have to give his teeth to the ref. That was interesting.
Yeah, there was a controversy about whether or not that fight should have been stopped sooner. The main event, Anthony Smith ended up with some pretty serious injuries last night. He broke his orbital bone in the second round. And then, you know, made it to the fifth. Broken nose, broken orbital, two missing teeth, and a pretty nasty cut under his right eye. One of the teeth was a front tooth. One of them was a back tooth. And you saw he took his mouthpiece out and handed the teeth to the referee in the middle of the fight. And he was taking a pretty good beating. And it seems like, his corner's telling him what he needs to do differently between rounds four and five, and he just said, my teeth are falling out. That may, like, I don't know. If I'm a coach, I'm probably just stopping the fight there. But that's these, and Anthony Smith came out and defended his coaches, so he's like, no, I wanted to go out on my shield. It's much like Deontay Wilder being mad when his coaches threw in the towel. You know, these guys would just rather be, you know, mangled for life then live to fight another day in a fight that it's looking pretty clearly that they don't have a chance of winning.
Yeah, I was curious what you thought of that, because to me, somebody has to look out for the fighter in that situation, whether it's the ref or the corner.
It should have been the ref.
Of course,
it's funny when, you know, last week when I'm bitching about them stopping Dominic Cruz when he got, you know, he gets knocked down and he's like working his way back up with 2 seconds left. Meanwhile, Anthony Smith's just getting pummeled for round after round after round. Once a fighter hands you his teeth as a referee, that should be a pretty good sign. Let me just throw that one out there. Here's a tip. If the fighter hands you his teeth during a fight, you may want to consider just stopping the thing.
Yeah, unless the ref smells of alcohol and cigarettes.
That's true.
In which case, you probably don't do it. But, yeah, I thought that was a little bit odd. And hey, man, kudos to him for being that freaking tough to want to go back out there with all those injuries and not want to give up. I mean, I admire the hell out of that. But that's also one where somebody there has to step in and say, hey, man, this, you know, we can't have this happen.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was disappointing. But, you know, I also get, hey, because of the Cruz thing, I get you want the guy to have a chance. But now you're talking about obvious damage. And, you know, if teeth are knocked out and all this is going on with his face, you got to know there's more damage there.
Right.
So, but, hey, I thought it was cool. And I think I missed two fights I might have slept through and then woke up for that one. But it's nice to have, you know, UFC going on right now, and that's now two events that they managed to pull off and another one coming up. So I feel like if you get through this first round of three here, you probably have it. You have it to where it'll work.
Yeah.
It's just my humble
opinion. I mean, obviously continuing to do it, you know, forever without fans isn't ideal, but it's something.
No, but it's also something that if they're going to do as many buys as they did on the pay-per-view, they can do this for a while. So, all right, let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And stick around for another 12 minutes because we'll have a... We'll have a big announcement at 4:30 and a guest. So I don't know if you saw this, but they did a thing on the most popular NFL teams on social media and basically how often they were tweeted about and things like that. And you'll never guess where your Texans finished.
16th, 17th,
15th. They actually were up.
Okay, look at them.
They were up to, I'm guessing a lot of that was because people were tweeting about how dumb the DeAndre Hopkins trade was.
That could be. Could be.
So they probably would have been around 17. But, you know, they're on the move in one direction on one thing, man. That's a, isn't that a positive?
Yeah. Yeah. Stock up.
Yeah, yeah, it's got a little arrow next to them. They moved up a spot. So that's all you have to do is trade your best offensive weapon that's not your quarterback for a bucket of snot, and boom, done. You get to move up. I like it. It's just like somebody was posting that map of most tweeted about baseball teams, and that's supposed to show their popularity. And the Astros are extremely popular in New York and California now. It's like, yeah, there's a reason for that, folks. It's got nothing to do with being popular. So, 713 says, nothing better than being on a long run with the Blitz playing in the headphones. You guys helped me get through it. Good for you, man. I've got to get out and do one in the morning, and I don't have us to listen to. So, some good news on the pony front for those of you who are betting. Apparently, they did approve for Santa Anita to open Friday to, no fans and all kinds of safety rules and things like that. But great card. There's, full fields. And then Churchill opens Saturday. So there's going to be plenty of good action for those of you who are into that. And, you know, I hate to say this, fewer racetracks, good thing for people who like to bet.
Probably is.
My biggest bitch has been I hate 5 and 6 horse fields because you just can't play them. And it's a waste. But, man, these you get 11, 12-horse fields at good tracks, and there is money to be made. So, I'll probably have some plays this weekend for the people, but just know I'm not going to hit 100%.
Oh, you suck then.
Sorry.
You suck.
St. Patrick says, might as well give the Texans a division title now. Thanks, Twitter.
There they are.
Yeah. 409 says, don't know if you've talked about it yet, but what are your thoughts on the Rams' new uniforms? They're pretty hideous.
I mean, yeah, I'm not crazy about them. But, I mean, I don't really get too worked up over teams' uniforms. That's pretty low on my priority list, to be totally honest. I won't be buying any Rams gear.
Yeah, it's not like I was going to go buy Rams gear anyway. So, yeah, it doesn't really matter to me. I know that everybody thinks they look like Best Buy. But
they kind of do, and that's probably fair.
Yeah. Tyler says, between AJ and Tyler's quarantine guts, Holly's eyelashes, and Fred Fowler's hair, that's going to be a crazy bandwagon. Remember social distancing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's what Holly's eyelashes do. They keep you 6 feet away from her face.
Well, look, that's the positive, yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, you get knocked down.
She's always 6 feet away from you, no matter what. Oh, man. I just want to mention, had a lot of people have signed up for that workshop Sunday. They've also asked if they can share it with people. I prefer you don't do that. I prefer you have them reach out to me directly unless I tell you specifically. So I have an idea of how many people it's going to be, which right now it's going to be a bunch. But just DM me or hit me up on email, and I'll send you all the information. Albert wants to know, could this go down as one of the most bet weekends of all time with some sports coming back? I don't think so, because the kind of numbers you still do during the NCAA tournament, during the Super Bowl, things like that, you're not going to get that because people, I don't think people are just going to throw all their money into NASCAR, for instance. And now if it had been last week's fights this week,
yeah,
then maybe. I'm kind of curious. I haven't seen the actual betting numbers, but I'm sure they were pretty high for the card Saturday. Just judging from, and I don't know that Twitter's the best judge, but it seemed like everybody was betting on the fights.
Lamont says, you know, he mentions I go to my kids' games with little to no fans. Would it be an issue for me to watch professional sports with no fans? Not at all. I don't need fans there. It didn't help me any. No. So yeah, I watching the fights last night, honestly, I was like it's kind of nice. I mean, it was quiet. You could hear every time the contact was made. I mean, you could hear the coaches. It'd almost be kind of a cool experience.
Well, and I imagine if you were to go to a UFC fight, you'd be one of those people in the front row, which would be even better because there's just not that.
Well, I think people. He means, would I mind watching it on television without fans?
Oh.
And I don't. Yeah, I mean, the fans don't make a difference to me.
No, I have no problem whatsoever. In fact, that's the column I wrote last week was when people polled people, and 76% said they were cool with it, and 24% said no. I'm like, what the bleep is wrong with that 24%? I mean, you're dumbs. I mean, it doesn't. And like the NFL, I guess Joe Buck was saying they're going to pipe in fan noise and do virtual fans. I think that's just dumb. Just play the games, man. Well, I mean, I don't need to hear fake fan noise. But I don't know. It's, some people, I guess it bothers, but I would rather go to a game like, okay. And this will sound stupid, but back in the old days when, really, really sucked in football and we had season tickets, there was a time where my brother and I and my son would be the only people in an entire section. And the beer guy would basically come sit next to us because we would just keep buying beer from him. I wouldn't mind that. You know, that was, even though the team was awful and it was bad football and you knew they had no chance to win, I enjoyed that.
See, I don't know that I want to go to the games, but I'm glad to watch them on TV. It doesn't affect me any.
Yeah, I mean, in person, I mean, I would be okay with something like that, but for TV, to me, it's just a no-brainer. I don't even know that it's a question. And I'd be curious to hear from somebody who does think it's going to be, you know, that they won't like it because of that. Because I want to know why. I mean, wouldn't you rather just, especially now, just have the games? And especially, I mean, so many of them are geared for TV now.
Yep.
That football's a better watch on TV than it is in person. It really is. So's basketball. And those are sports that are designed for that. I think baseball and hockey and soccer are better in person. But, you know, it's not like I'm going to a ton of hockey and soccer games these days.
Right.
So I'm totally fine with it on just watching on TV. But I don't know. I don't know what the resistance is to that.
So. And I guess there's concern about, pumping in crowd noise and things. I don't care about that either. You don't have to do that. I actually think it's cooler if you don't.
Yeah. Somebody says fake fan noise is like that stupid laugh track on sitcoms. Yeah, and you know, you can tell like when occasionally when I'm listening to one of the comedy channels on Sirius, you could tell they're pumping in laugh tracks. I hate that. It's just, you know, let the thing go. I know that Bill Maher started doing that with his monologue, and it just sounds weird. You know, it's just let it play out, man. We'll get used to it. People can adjust. And, you know, it's just one of those things. If the game's different, let it be different.
Yep.
One thing that's not different is that Lawyer Dave is going to kick ass for you. And you're probably getting back on the road now. You're probably going to get in an accident because it's still Houston. And my man, Lawyer Dave's going to take care of you. What's going on, Dave?
I'm currently investigating an 18-wheeler case where the truck driver fell asleep and hit a pickup truck on the side of the road.
Wow. Yeah, that's
so that poor guy got a hell of a rude awakening. I'll say that. Both of them.
Well, and let's say that guy needed some medical attention, couldn't afford to pay for it. What's going to happen?
That's exactly what happened to this poor guy. What we did for him is we got him to a doctor right away that treats the kind of back injuries that he suffered from. And for all you blitzers that don't have money to pay for a doctor out of pocket, if you get hurt in a wreck or any kind of an accident, you need medical care, we'll get you to the right doctor without any money up front. That's for sure.
Yeah, they don't pay a dime until you win. And they're basically betting on you, and you're betting on yourself.
You bet. I always bet on myself, as you know, Fred. And the clients get to bet with me. We bet together. And when we win, we both get paid. That's how it works.
Don't charge a dime for your consultation. So if they just have a legal question, they can give you a buzz. And if you don't handle it, you'll send them to somebody who does.
Exactly right. You know, we get lots of legal questions all the time from the Blitzers on various matters. And I've done this for 31 years. And I've been all over the place. It doesn't matter where you're located or what your question is. I'll answer it for you, or I'll send you to somebody you can, just like you said, Fred, exactly.
All right. Let them know how they can get in touch with you.
You guys can hit me up at 713-626-8900 or tweet me at LawyerDaveLaw or hit me up on my website at LawyerDave.com or, by all means, get a hold of my friend Fred. I'll make him pimp for me.
Yeah, I get several of those a week. You can just DM me on Twitter or email me, and I'll be happy to give you that information if you can't remember it. All right, they need a lawyer. What do they do?
Hey, better dial Dave.
This is ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope you're having a good one. And, A.J., it's time for you to put on your program director's hat a little bit.
Yeah, man. So, obviously, as everyone knows, we had to cut some people around our office because of the coronavirus. Our budget is not what it once was, at least not right now. And I decided, as program director, to put on the Will Cain Show. And the day, literally the day that we decided to put Will Cain on the air, I'd been talking to the guys at ESPN about it for a while. I listened to the show for a while to see if I thought it would be a decent fit here. And the day that we decided, okay, let's go ahead and do this thing, there were rumors in the trades, the radio trades, that Will Cain might not be long for ESPN. He's probably headed off to Fox to do political talk, which, okay, great. Now what? And got reached out to by a guy who said that he's willing to come in and he's willing to help out and really work for free on our station. So he's going to work from 2 to 4 and cover up that Will Cain Show starting on Monday. And I believe he's in studio now. Maybe some of you will be familiar with his work. Josh Innes is in studio with us. Josh, how you doing, man?
Hello, fellas. How are you?
We're doing well, man. Tell the audience how this came about and how you decided that this was something you wanted to do.
Well, I was talking to my friend Jim Mudd at one point, and he sent me a text last week. And because we had talked about how you guys had to let some people go here, obviously, and that stinks, and that it's the business, and it stinks. And Jim said, I think they're putting the Will Cain Show on. And I said, well, that doesn't really fit. That doesn't make sense. And just like you, I knew that the Will Cain Show wasn't going to be long for ESPN, so I didn't feel it made sense for you guys. And, you and I have known each other for a while, and you and I have really been texting each other, I would say, for maybe six years. I remember the first time I talked with you was after I went to Philly. I got a message from you, and you said, hey, good luck. And that was about the extent of our conversations. But since I've been back, since 2016, you and I text, and after I got fired in 2019, we text, not about joining the station, but just giving ideas, because you're a radio guy, you're a passionate radio guy, you're like me, you want to win, you want to kill the competition. That is your goal, that is your objective, and I think that's why you and I connect so well. So Jim says, hey, I think they've got the Will Cain show on. And I said, well, I'll just give this a shot because I love Houston. I love being on the radio. And I want to work with people that have the same drive as I have to go out and beat the competition, beat the other radio stations. So I sent you a message and I said, listen, dude, I don't know what you guys have planned for the long term in that spot. I know that Will Cain's out in a couple of months. So I would like to come up and we can work out some sort of deal. We can talk about the details of it all you want. We can negotiate, do whatever the hell it takes to come up with it. But I want to be on your radio station. It's better for the audience during all this when people are listening because they have nothing going on. People are out of work. It would be better for the audience than having some two-hour throwaway show that's really a lame duck show at this point because they don't know who's going to be on there coming up in June or July. So I said, can we talk about me getting back on the air? I've wanted to be back on the air. And you texted me back and said, I'll check. You texted me back the next day and said, let's meet on Tuesday. We met on Tuesday. Today is now Thursday. And here we are. And I'm going to be part of the lineup for however long you guys are going to have me on the lineup. And I'm glad to be here. You guys are awesome. You know, I've got a bunch of friends already up here. Obviously, you and Fred, who I consider buddies. But I've known Joel Blank since I got here. I've known him for 10 years. I worked with Lance at 790. So I know a lot of the guys. I appreciate the effort you guys put in here. It's local. I appreciate David Gow for the opportunity. I appreciate Todd for the opportunity. I appreciate you for the opportunity. And I just want to give some people some good stuff between 2 and 4 every day until you guys figure out what the hell it is you guys are going to do for the long term. So I'm glad to be here. And that's kind of the long and short of how it came about. But let's rock.
And here we go. The first text. Josh Ennis show leading into the Blitz, dream come true. Next text, are you bleeping serious? Dead air is better than that piece of bleep, Josh Ennis. Thanks for the warning. Josh, you don't love Houston, you bleeping liar.
Okay, so, no, hold on. Here's where people are wrong. Like, people mistake love, and they say, oh, you don't love a city, and they think that's because you don't like a team or you talk trash about a team. Houston's one of the best cities in the country, and if you look around Houston right now, one of the perks of Houston is Houston, while not thriving, I don't want to just throw a blanket statement over that because I know a lot of people are hurting. You know, go up to places like Philadelphia where they're still locked up. Or I saw today that Joe Rogan says he wants to move to Houston due to the California lockup. So Houston's a great place with great people. I've never dismissed that. I get that some people don't like me. That's okay that some people don't like me. But the majority of my adult life has been spent here. And I love this place. And again, who knows how long this will be? You know, if something great happens and 1,000 sponsors come in and people are beating down the door to be on the show and the numbers go up, you might say, let's extend this thing. But if for the time being, this is just a, hey, I don't want people to have to listen to national stuff when a guy who's been here, I think, a total of 7 or 8 years on the radio wants to step up. And I've done some pretty good things. I've done some dumb things. I've gotten in trouble. I've gotten fired once, at least here, multiple times if you count other places. But I've been fired once here. And I've had success here. And I think that we can do awesome things. And I know working for you, you are someone who is driven to win. That's all we've ever talked about in our text. I'll hear something dopey on the radio. Here's a little secret. Now that we're on the same team, all of that, you know, milk stuff you do, that's because I texted you the audio and I said, you've got to see this Arkansas milk spot. And that led to like an hour of me listening to your station because it was just you mocking this Arkansas quarterback milk spot. So like I've sent you stuff, not to say that I did the bit, you executed the bit, but we have the same kind of mindset about winning and competing. And I'd love to get, and I wanted to get back into it. I want to win. I want to compete. I've got a podcast that's doing very well. It's loaded with sponsors. We're getting, you know, great play on it. We're getting great views on Twitch. If you guys are on Twitch, Josh Ennis, it's twitch.tv/The Josh Ennis Show. I got the podcast. A lot of great things are happening, but Houston's a great place. And at this point, I saw an opportunity. I contacted you. And here we are. So rock and roll. And I like that there's one person that says I'm a dope and one person that says it's great. I'll tell you this, from 2 to 7, you don't have to go anywhere else because we're kind of similar styles of shows. So you've basically got the entire afternoon covered, at least for the foreseeable future here on 97.5.
Yeah, I've always been, you know, I've always respected your talent. I think you're a talented dude. I think, you know, I mean, you said it yourself. You've made some mistakes. But I'm also a big believer that, you know, as a radio guy, dude, I made my share of mistakes. I made them in an era when PC culture wasn't quite as hardcore as it is now, and I was able to get extra opportunities. You know, I do believe that you're, you know, there's not many guys with the talent that you have just sitting on the shelf, not working. So to have you on board is it's exciting for me as your friend, but also as a programmer. I'm excited. Excited to see what we can do around here.
No, we can do awesome things. And again, I like the people here. You know, I know many of the people here. I know I have a reputation, which is somewhat deserved, somewhat not. I mean, people read what they read, and they can take from that what they want in the papers or on blogs or whatever it is. And people are going to believe what they're going to believe. But I think that this is just a great opportunity. Here's what I would tell you. Here's your option. You can listen to Will Kane, a guy who's about to fly off to go do conservative talk radio, I guess is what he's off to do. Or you can have a guy that's been here for 8 years, a guy for all of my faults that's done some pretty good stuff around here charity-wise, a guy that's had some success around here, has a lot of friends here. And knows the market. I mean, if there's one thing, I do know the city. Moved here in 2009, lived here until the end of 13, came back at the end of 16, and I'm still here. So I know the town. I know the people. I've already gotten messages. You talk about messages. I've gotten messages from people who used to be sponsors that are now listening right now. I've gotten messages from people that have said, holy cow, this is great. You're on FM. That's another big thing is, you know, people are used to hearing me through an AM radio, which sounds like they're listening to me through a telephone. So now we're on FM. We're on crystal clear FM. So, and now the people in Beaumont are going to get to hear me too. So I almost consider this like we're syndicated. Like we're in Houston and Beaumont.
We are.
We own Beaumont. Like, we might as well just go, like, let's do remotes in Beaumont. I think you guys have done remotes in Beaumont.
Hell yeah,
let's
go
to, those are our people. You talk about blue-collar people. We're going to Beaumont. We go to the Hooters in Beaumont or something and just set up shop for the week. Like, so this is a fun opportunity, dude, and I'm glad you let me do it, and who knows how long it's going to go. Really, how long it goes is determined by listenership and sponsorship. So if you're interested in sponsoring, I'm sure they'll work something with you. Todd is standing by, not trying to do a telethon here, a radiothon, but our phone banks are loaded, so if you would like to sponsor the station, sponsor the show, that's what it'll be. And if in 2 months you say, hey, you know what, we're going to air the best of Stephen A. Smith from 2 to 4, or whatever the hell ESPN puts on from 2 to 4, then air that. But we gave it a shot, and people have something to listen to now. I've got an audience. You've got an audience. We're building something cool. You guys have already built something cool. I'm just joining in. I think you guys have the opportunity, and I guess I should say we now, because I'm part of it, at least for the foreseeable future. You know, you and I have talked about it. You guys play that Degeneration X rejoin. This station has potential to be NWODX. We have no ties to anybody. We're not tied to the Rockets, the Astros, the Texans. We're tied to us. We're tied to David Gao. We're tied to Todd. We're tied to you. This is who we are. We have a chance to go out and grab the market when the market is down like this. Sports radio ratings, you talked about it the other day. In the toilet, tallest midget type of thing, right? So let's go. You guys have done it before. Let's do it again. It's a great opportunity.
That's where I'm at, and I said in the press release, you know, this is a kind of a crazy time, obviously, for sports radio in this town, and we lost some good dudes. And for us to be able to add someone that I think can be a real impact guy in a time where everybody's just scratching and clawing for a chunk of the market here, I think it's a really good deal for us. I think it's great to have you back on air. And you know what? You know, if you're here and people hear you in different markets, they're like, hey, well, let's go back to, you know, paying Josh, you know, $1 million a year to bring his circus to town. Then by all means, take your circus to wherever. But it gives you an opportunity to get some fresh tape and stay sharp, which is not – people don't realize that you need to be broadcasting to be a broadcaster.
Sure, and I'll be talking about, speaking of broadcasting, there is a different way. Like, a podcast is so different than being on the radio based on rules and based on how you approach it and everything. It's been tough for me to not say F and S, like, multiple times during this conversation, just kind of flippantly. So, but my podcast, if you want, like, tonight I'll be live on Twitch at 8 o'clock, and I'll talk more about this, kind of how this all kind of came together and what they can expect, et cetera, and all that. But yes, you're right, fresh tape, because a lot of the stuff you do on a podcast, you're not going to send it to a potential employer, because it's just really raunchy, and it's like the X-rated kind of stuff. You know, it's a little bit edgier, I guess, if you want to call it. I hate that word, but it's edgier, I guess. So you can check that. We'll talk more about that, and I guess we're starting Monday, right? Monday at 2 o'clock with bells on.
That's right.
I'm ready to go. I truly appreciate the opportunity, and I love talking with the people in Houston, and I think we're going to do a really good show. It's just going to be me at this point. You know, people have asked me about that. You guys asked me when we were in the meeting. You're like, hey, you bringing this person. At this point, no. It's just we're rocking with me today. We're rocking with me from here on out. We'll see where things go in a couple of months or a month or 2 weeks. Might be a week, and you go, holy hell, this was a mistake, which I've had employers do, but they were stuck with me because they had a three-year contract, and they carry Rockets games. But it has happened before, so it wouldn't shock me. But I fully anticipate being here for at least a month or two, and we'll see where it goes from there.
All right. That's Josh Innes. Looking forward to having him on Monday, 2 to 4 right here on ESPN 97.5. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm expecting good things, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys, and let's get rolling on Monday. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, if it makes you feel any better, it's about 80-20 positive on the text line.
Look at that. Now you've made a brilliant move now. Now you're an expert. You've done it. We might as well just sign a 10-year deal if 80% of the texters like it. Hell, we got this. Let's go. I'm going to be on 8 hours. I'm going to be on from noon to 8 every day. Look out.
All right, that's Josh Innes. Josh, appreciate it, man. Looking forward to your show on Monday. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll discuss this a little further when we return. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And Tyler, who's doing that cover? I haven't heard that.
That would be a doom metal band out of, I believe, Colorado, called Khemis. K-H-E-M-M-I-S.
Oh, everyone
That's
knows
one
Khemis.
Of my all.
They played
I'm
at the.
I'm not familiar with them.
AJ,
I feel like
and
I've heard them before.
Yeah, they played at the Brash anniversary party last
year. That's right.
Year.
Yeah, well, so I've gotten really sweaty and drank stouts to their music before.
That's one of the most badass songs ever written. So, mostly positive response, as I mentioned, from the text line, and I'll say it now. I listened to the Will Cain show the last few days just to see what was going on with it, and it just felt like a guy who's already ready to move on. And I'm glad to get local back there and have that as our lead-in. So,
I do think that we'll be better off having a local lead-in, and I'm already getting, you know, tweets from people about Barry and Raheel, and these two those moves are completely unrelated, and the reality of it is. I mean, when Josh says, "Hey, I'll do it for nothing," it's hard to pass that up.
Yeah, and that I'm getting a lot of that. It's like, "Oh, you got rid of those guys to bring him in." That's not at all what happened. It's unfortunately, and we hated doing that. All of us did. None of us wanted to. We wanted to keep the lineup the way it was. But you know, once we did, and he wanted an opportunity to get back on radio, then it just makes a lot of sense. So it's not a trade. It's not a, you know, we're not trading DeAndre Hopkins or anything like that. I mean, they really are unrelated. It just, he reached out to AJ after after finding out about it and said, hey, you know, I want to do it. And I think it's a great decision. I really do. I'm behind it 100%. And who knows how it's like he said, who knows how long it'll last. If it works out, then great. You know, that would be awesome. And if it doesn't, then what have we lost? And yeah. I've also had several people ask about advertising on the station via the text line, which, listen, I'll tell you guys right now, we would love to have you. They're offering some really great deals for you to see if it'll work for your business. And we're happy to have you on the Blitz. We'd be happy to have you on Josh's show, on any of our shows. And if you go to our website, there's a place where you can just click on advertise with us. Or if you just want to reach out to me, I'll put you in touch with Todd. And he'll get you with a rep, and you can go from there. So you can always email me, faour975@gmail.com, and I'm happy to put you with the right people. But you can also just go to the website and click on advertise with us, and it will be all good.
There you go.
So, yeah. And, yeah, I think it's going to be fun. It's rare that you can get a guy like that when, you know, basically – no risk, high reward.
Yeah.
Which we all love. And I think the reward's going to be pretty good.
I do too. I think it's a rare opportunity to get a guy like that at literally, no risk. And, you know, I'd heard some of the same things about the Will Cain show. And, I hate to say that he's mailing it in. I don't know. But I do know that there are people who just won't listen to national radio. And if I've got a better alternative at the same price to me, and not only is it the same price, but with Josh, we've got a chance to bring in some revenue. Like, there are advertisers who want to be on with Josh. So, it's sort of a win-win for everybody. And Josh he's looking for a radio job again that'll pay him according to what he's done, and he realizes that he's got some baggage that comes along with him, and people are scared to take a chance on him. So for him, it's an opportunity to put on a good show for a while and prove to people that he's hireable.
Yeah, and ideally, if he if he does well and gets a better gig out of it, then, hey, be the first one to, well, not shake his hand, because I'm not shaking anybody's hands these days, but be the first one to say congratulations, man. Good for you. Thanks for what you did.
Well, I'm glad I was able to do it. I mean, really, it's as much Josh as it was me. He was willing to do it, and he was excited to do it.
And Todd tells me you can just email sales@galmedia.com if you want to advertise.
Well, there you
go.
That's
simple. Yeah, that's real easy. So I've had about five people reach out, a couple about Josh and just some about us. So sales@galmedia.com, or like I said, hit me up and I'll get you to the right person.
Yep.
But we're happy to have you right now. As you know, that's what makes the business go. And, you know, it's the times are tough on a lot of advertisers right now, and it's hit us just like it's hit everybody, but there's also some opportunity for you guys, and Todd's got some great deals that they're doing for advertisers right now, and it's a good chance to come on and find out if people will respond to it. And the best thing you can do as a listener is respond to them. When you need something, go to our advertisers and let them know. And if you do that, then I think we're doing fine. So, all right. Well, that was fun. And I think somebody says all the ESPN national shows seem to be struggling to be interesting without sports to talk about. And Gal has always excelled at non-sports. I think that's a problem for a lot of people right now. And I don't think that's a problem for Josh. So, and then I'm getting, how much does it cost to advertise? Just email and talk to them. They'll work you out a deal. It's depends on what you do. There's different packages for everything. So, yeah, I'm glad to see a lot of positive response. I don't know if it's because people just didn't like the Will Cain show and wanted something local, or if they're that excited. But either way, I'm happy. So, Tyler says the ones complaining about this move are probably the same ones complaining about your guys' bets.
No problem.
You're never going to make.
I mean, some people just complain.
Yeah, you're never going to make everybody happy. I mean, that's the you know, that's the deal. And I know people are going to want to try to, you know, compare this to the other moves. And like I said, one had nothing to do with the other. And I know that there's some people who just aren't going to get that and aren't even going to care to try to figure it out. And that being the case, there's nothing we can tell you. So, all right. Well, let's take a break. Hour number one already in the books. Please don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!